WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Job Humming Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and if you're tired of feeling like relationships are more like a minefield than a haven, buckle up because today we're diving deep into emotional intelligence, the secret sauce to navigating those messy, beautiful connections. Ever feel like communication is just a game of guess what I'm thinking? Or maybe you find yourself reacting impulsively, saying things you regret later. Trust me, girl, we've all been there. But here's the thing. Emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower, it's a skill you can learn and develop, just like any other. And when you master it, your relationships transform from stressful to supportive, from draining to deeply fulfilling. So, what exactly are we talking about? Emotional intelligence is basically your ability to understand and manage your own emotions and the emotions of others. It's about being aware of your feelings, knowing how they impact your actions, and having the empathy to see things from another person's perspective. Think of it as relationship superglue. It helps you bond, build trust, and weather any storm that comes your way. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence game. 1. Become your own emotional detective. Start by paying attention to your feelings. What triggers you? What makes you happy? Sad? Angry? Recognizing these patterns is the first step to understanding yourself better. It's like having an inside map of your emotional landscape and knowing where all the landmines are. Practice active listening, not just hearing. This means truly focusing on what the other person is saying, both verbally and non-verbally. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and ask clarifying questions. It shows you are genuinely interested in their thoughts and feelings, which builds a stronger connection. Think of it like this. This thing with intention is like giving someone a high five for sharing their heart. 3. Master the art of compassionate communication. Instead of reacting defensively or launching into an argument, try to understand where the other person is coming from. Use I statements to express your feelings without blaming them. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me feel bad," try "I feel hurt when." This creates a space for open and honest conversation. 4. Build your emotional resilience. Life throws curveballs, right? Developing emotional resilience means being able to bounce back from setbacks without getting overwhelmed. Practice self-care. Find healthy coping mechanisms like exercise or meditation, and remember that it's okay to ask for help when you need it. Think of it as having a mental toolbox filled with strategies to navigate the ups and downs. 5. Celebrate your growth. Learning emotional intelligence is an ongoing journey. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't be afraid to make mistakes. Remember, even the most emotionally intelligent people have off days. Just keep practicing, keep learning, and keep growing. Okay, let's bring it home with a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with a loved one, and they start venting about their stressful day at work. Now, your first instinct might be to offer solutions or minimize their feelings, right? But instead of jumping in, try active listening. That sounds really tough. Tell me more about what happened. I can see how that would make you feel frustrated /stressed/overwhelmed. By acknowledging their emotions and giving them space to express themselves, you're showing empathy and building a stronger connection. And who knows, maybe by simply listening, you'll even gain some valuable insights yourself. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence and relationships. Remember, it's about understanding yourself, connecting with others on a deeper level, and creating authentic, fulfilling connections that stand the test of time. Now, go out there and be the emotionally intelligent rockstar you were born to be. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the love and the emotional intelligence far and wide. See you tomorrow for another dose of dopamine hacking.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.